Blog Talk Radio.
The guy who invented the slide ruler, Peter Roget, I don't think he was wrote Roget's Thesaurus, which a lot of people who write should look for other words to express their thoughts in print and on the air. One of the greatest statesmen in U.S. history, Daniel Webster, was born on this day. And, of course, a contemporary of his, the 10th president of the United States, John Tyler, a supporter of the South, and from Virginia. He died on this day. Now, he was the ancestor of Harry Truman, the 33rd president of the United States. And, of course, the campaign song, which we don't have campaign songs nowadays when we should. The campaign song was Tippecanoe and Tyler Too. And that was Tyler was William Henry Harrison's vice president candidate and running mate on that ticket. Harrison gave the longest inauguration speech bareheaded in the cold January and caught pneumonia and died about 30, 35 days later, and Tyler became a one-term president. During John Tyler's presidency, he was on board one of the U.S. Navy ships when they were exhibiting a new cannon, and they exploded and killed the Secretary of the Navy. Among other birthdays today, we had General Giro, who was a World War One and Two French Army hero. He is Giro escaped from French from Nazi captivity and fled to North Africa. He thought that he should be the new prime minister or president of France after the Allies defeated the Germans, but de Gaulle outmaneuvered him. There's a picture of the two of them meeting, I think, at Casablanca with FDR. If you enjoy your sound today without the distortion from years ago, Ray Dolby, who lives here and operates here in San Francisco, he invented the anti-noise system. And an actor who says he has part Native American blood, one of his best films, he's done several films, one about baseball, one about Native Americans, Kevin Costner. And, of course, great villain and big fat guy in the film, started with Humphrey Bogart in a couple of films. Sidney Greenstreet died on this day. And Minnesota Fats, another fat man who was a pool hall hustler. Among the events today, in 17, Peru was founded in the 15th century. The country of Peru by the Spanish conquistadores. In 1777, the city of San Jose, California was founded. A military adventurer, In 1854, William Walker, and there's a famous film and books about him, he set up the Republic of Sonora in New Mexico, and of course he was overthrown and became a dictator, and of course he couldn't do that, but he did. Didn't last, though. In 1862, the Confederacy set up the state of Arizona, or that was going to be a Confederate state. That didn't last. In 1911, this is an American achievement, there was the first shipboard landing of an airplane. It was on the USS Pennsylvania. I think it occurred here in San Francisco Bay. In 1911, there was the start of the Versailles Peace Conference, in which the Germans were forced to, they were humiliated and forced to pay huge reparations because they were totally responsible, so the Allies said, for causing World War One, and this set the harsh terms set in motion World War II, which was even worse. In World War II, in 1943, the Warsaw Ghetto rose up. The Jews there were put behind a huge barrier, and they started to fight against the Nazis, and the Nazis brutally put that down. Deliberately, the Russian army was on the other side of the river. I think it was Marshal Rokossovsky who survived the purges of the Russian army during the 30s. He was commanding general on the other side of the river, and Stalin ordered him to stand down and not to do anything and let the Nazis destroy the Warsaw Ghetto and everybody in it. And that made it easier for, after World War II, for the Russians to occupy Poland and enslave them. Also, in World War II, the siege of Leningrad, I think it was 100 days, that was broken by the Russian army. Contrary to Nikki Haley, who said there was never any American laws, America's never excluded anybody by race. Well, she showed her ignorance. There have been several Chinese and Asian exclusion acts, at least two that I know about, and also Irish Catholics, immigrants, legal and illegal, from Southern Europe, Italians, Greeks, that kind, were discriminated against and excluded when they could. But in 1944, while China was our ally, Mr. Bing became the first Chinese naturalized after the repeal of the Chinese Exclusion Act. And we have a copy of his citizenship on this page. 1962, back to Asia. Agent Orange was used in Vietnam, and of course, my classmate was in aerial reconnaissance, and he got exposed to that and died of cancer, and I know of others. And in 1966, this is very important, HUD was set up, the Housing and Urban Development, under LBJ's Great Society, and of course, the black was appointed, Robert Weaver, and of course, now HUD has become a cesspool, and that's a description I think it was Jack Kemp who said the place was a cesspool because of all the corruption that was going on there. And when I was sent to Washington on a special mission back in 1993, while waiting for this meeting, I was told that there are more complaints about San Francisco that HUD receives than any other place in the United States where HUD operates, and they operate all over, even on the Indian reservations. Now, one thing that's not being talked about, I think it's about 7 years ago or so, Orrin Hatch, the senior senator from Utah, had been there a long time, seven terms, I think. He was suggesting that the U.S. Constitution be amended to allow a non-native-born citizen, i.e. Arnold Schwarzenegger, to run for president. And, of course, there's already a Schwarzenegger for president button, and it's on this webpage. Anyway, we've had the problem. Arnold has a lot of baggage. You know, first of all, there's still questions about his father, who was an SS a Nazi in World War II, and also his in-laws, although this is not his fault. He wasn't even born, but his in-law, his wife's father, Joseph P. Kennedy, was exposed as pro-Nazi and was allegedly, and I say allegedly, was supposed to have been offered a bribe, and he would have accepted it. The bribe was from Adolf Hitler, to keep the United States out of the war. And when Hoover found out about it, he told Roosevelt, and Roosevelt fired Joseph Kennedy, who was then the ambassador to the court of St. James or to England. Excuse me. Now, getting back to Arnold's other problem, he's married to one of the Kennedy's descendants, Joseph Kennedy's descendants. Anyway, they're both Roman Catholics, supposed to be practicing, and Arnold Schwarzenegger had an affair with a employee of his household and produced a boy child. And it's come up. They tried to bury it, but like the Grover Cleveland candidacy, they couldn't. And those of us who remember history, Grover Cleveland had a child when he ran for president. The campaign song was, "Ma, Ma, where's my pa? He's in the White House, ha, ha, ha." Already, a lot of people were disgusted with Arnold Schwarzenegger's judicial appointments, and he was a lousy governor of California. But I heard that they tried to push this thing to overturn, to repeal the Constitution, which would take a long time anyway, but the song would be, "Ma, Ma, where's my pa Arnold? He's in the governor's office, ha, ha, ha." Now, of course, things we should start asking questions about. There are legal and illegal aliens legal and illegal immigrants who come to this country. And I don't buy, and a lot of people don't buy, the new lexicon that undocumented immigrants. Since when do people who are even undocumented don't have documents? They don't have a birth certificate. They don't have a driver's license from the country they come from, or voter registration, or a record of their where they worked or where they went to school, that sort of thing, or any kind of identification. also, the fact that in California, and I don't know if they've changed the law, but anybody went to law school here and passed the California State Bar, they didn't have to be a U.S. citizen. And this is a growing question where Americans are being disenfranchised in their own country. Among the issues of getting back to HUD, housing and urban development, that more and more we're seeing illegals and aliens getting HUD-subsidized housing, which was intended for Americans. Americans have been waiting in line for Section 8, waiting in line for affordable housing, and we're seeing people like Rose Pack, who, this Chinese bully, getting a condo at half price from a developer who does a lot of business with here in San Francisco. So this is just part of it. Also, there's the Garcia crime family, and we will put up what we did on their takeover of a Filipino military veteran housing project funded by HUD. Now, this is what's going on. Excuse me. So I'm losing my voice again, so we're going to end with our usual politics and poker, and we will be back. Another thing, this has come up again, the propagandists keep pushing this, and some of the ignorant people who are columnists at some of the papers keep bringing up the Japanese were removed. They forget. Or they ignore, or they don't even research that, number one, there were no Japanese removed in Hawaii where Pearl Harbor occurred, not one. And also, every allied nation, Britain, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, all these countries in both wars, World War One and World War Two, interned what they considered were enemy agents. In World War One, it was the Germans. In World War Two, it was the Italians and the Germans. And there were internment camps all over the United States for Germans and Italians, including whole families. But the only person that I know of who was not interned, who was of Japanese ancestry, was Ayakawa, who was born in British Columbia, Japanese ancestry, Japanese parents. He came to Chicago and went to work for the Chicago Defender, a black newspaper. He was not interned. So this is, and there's several other Japanese. Now, the horrible things that did happen to the Japanese who returned, they found that their property had been, they could not recover their property, or a lot of stuff was stolen. There's a famous movie, Bad Day at Black Rock. I'll do a clip on that. which showed the racism of white Americans toward even Japanese who fought and died for the United States in the Pacific. And there's the famous 442 regiment, which is all Japanese, and they had Daniel Inouye from Hawaii, who lost his arm fighting in Italy. Now, what's happened was when the Japanese did return to the cities where they originally lived, they went to other cities. They had to masquerade as Filipinos or Chinese to quote to pass. So these things did happen. And, of course, there's still racism in America. There's white privilege, and white privilege is not a new term, I found out. It was used in the 90s at San Francisco State University. It came up in a discussion on American white people's behavior toward ethnics. I'll use that term. And, of course, we still have it today, these yuppies who drive these leased BMWs, Audis, SUVs. They look down or they ignore people of color. I hate to use that term, but that's accurate. And they're on their cell phones. And interestingly, in some of the coffee shops, the latte shops, a lot of the people are ethnics who work behind the counter. They're making $8-$9 an hour. That's gross. And then what they get after all the taxes and withholding is taken out. They're not making the kind of money that the latte leisure class types are, but the people are arrogant, they're disrespectful, they're contemptuous of people who they consider to be beneath them. The same thing with this bicycle agenda. It's a white privilege thing, and you don't see a lot of the blacks who ride them were used to be drug dealers and pimps. We used to see them here in San Francisco. You don't see a lot of bicycles in Chinatown. In fact, very few. Chinese prefer, once they get some money, to get a Mercedes or BMW, whatever, especially the women. But we're seeing this white privilege, and people are getting disgusted with it because the country is almost half multi-ethnic. But that does not mean that these people are not want to be true Americans, even the ones that are born here, or the ones who were legally here and became U.S. citizens, naturalized U.S. citizens. So these are issues that we need to deal with. Anyway, we're going to end with our usual politics and poker, and we'll be back, Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hope I have my voice back. Excuse me. So in with our usual politics and poker, and stay safe, stay warm. And also, here's a tip. At night, there's more and more reckless driving, and drivers are still using their cell phones, they're texting, and they're racing to go to work. And so some of us yell at them, leave earlier. But to be safe, carry a small flashlight and use it when you're crossing the street. Stay within the crosswalk and don't use a cell phone or a tablet while you're in the crosswalk, because you're inviting trouble. So anyway, and I highly recommend the flashlight. You can get one for less than $5 that'll, you know, protect you and let people know who are let drivers and bicyclists know that, hey, there's a pedestrian and you have the right of way in the crosswalk. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, eh? Want a hand?
So much of my mind on playing poker.
King betting at.
Toss your five.
Pony, up to you.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Friday are you thinking of, Jack P or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met 'em.
I say when you got a pair of Jack.
Poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say. Raise your mind.
I'll fold.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Pride, Michael Fanyashinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck.
Paul Brazola. We'll be back at Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good night.